Seattle's ban on single-use plastic straws might have nudged a little hometown coffee chain called Starbucks to announce they will phase out straws globally. In place of the straw is a lid design for Starbucks that looks like a sippy cup. The lid's designer, Emily Alexander, said in a statement that, quote, it was this very small thing, and now it is so much bigger and more impactful. But it's not a small thing for some Starbucks customers. Robin Powell is an attorney, a writer, a scholar whose work focuses on disability law and policy, and she joins me now to explain why it's not a small thing. Robin, welcome to KUOW.
Thank you for having me.
Starbucks says this lid is an important step forward for the environment. What are potential downsides?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is the disability community wasn't involved in any of this, and if they were, we would have told you that the lids do not help the problem. I cannot pick up a cup, so whether there's a lid or not, that's not going to negate the issue of me being able to drink independently, and that's why the straws are so important.
And what is lost, then? Tell us more about how important straws are and what is lost to people with disabilities.
Well, I mean, you need to drink in order to live. That's a pretty natural requirement. And without a straw, so many of us, including myself, are not able to independently drink. I have a disability and I cannot actually pick up a cup. It's completely impossible. So if I am not given a straw, I am unable to drink at all.
Well, in Seattle, the ban is on single-use, non-reusable plastic straws. So I interviewed someone who told me about bamboo straws and glass straws and metal straws. Those seem like viable options?
So there are a number of options out there. Unfortunately, they don't necessarily work for all in the disability community. So, for instance, many of those straws do not work in hot beverages, and many of us use straws for soup and things like that. Also, metal straws are really awful, or glass ones also. For people who have Parkinson's and other spasms, you're going to break a tooth if you have a spasm while you're drinking. So those are just not viable options. And paper straws also just disintegrate over time. So although there are options out there, unfortunately at this point they don't seem to satisfy the needs of all people with disabilities. And I think that's where including people with disabilities would be really important. If straw companies could reach out to the disability community and work on manufacturing straws that would work, I think we could see some progress.
What kind of a straw would work?
I'm not entirely sure, and that is why I'm not a manufacturer,
uh-huh.
But I think that it needs to have a lot of the same things that plastic straws offer. So, of course, being able to be bended, strong enough that it will withstand heat in different temperatures, but also not too strong that someone has a spasm or something like that and they break their tooth. So it will need to be some material very similar to plastic, and I just don't think at this point we are there, but I know that there is a really big push because obviously we are not against the environment. We strongly believe, we the disability community, that we need to make many changes to save our planet. Unfortunately, I just don't think at this point the needs of people with disabilities have been considered at all.
Have you had increasing trouble, Robin, in getting a plastic straw to use? We've been hearing, these bans I've been hearing about cropping up here and there.
I have not, actually, to this moment. We still have straws in my city and state and town, so I have not had any personal issues. I've heard of some. My biggest concern, though, is if we do implement these bans, what happens? And then I would suggest some sort of on-demand option instead so that straws are readily available for those who need them upon request. The only caveat I would add is that they need to actually be available, and people with disabilities and anyone who needs one needs to be able to ask without ridicule. And I think that's something that we do worry about. Is it going to be consistent across chains? And do we meet an employee that really ridicules us or says, you don't really need a straw? I think that would be inappropriate.
Have you seen companies do that well, have a product or a service on demand in a sensitive way?
Yeah, so I actually went on a cruise in April to Bermuda, and I had no problems on the cruise ship, so they do not provide straws, but they do provide them if you request them. So they're not just automatically given with drinks. And I worried on the first day when I learned this that, oh my goodness, I'm never going to be able to get a straw without feeling awful about myself or people questioning whether I really need them. And I was very surprised, pleasantly, to find out that that was not the case. And then when I got to Bermuda, that is also how they handle straws. And again, I was not, I did not encounter any issues, actually. So I think if done correctly, it could work. I just think we need to make sure that we're doing that.
And what about, Robin, what about carry your own straw? Is that a solution?
That does not seem like a solution to me. We wouldn't ask someone to carry their own silverware. Is that going to be the next thing? Are we going to ask people to carry their own plates? I mean, it just is a slippery slope. And also, these reusable straws and the compostable ones and others, they're just more expensive. And people with disabilities tend to live in more low-income brackets, and it's just not feasible at this point. It's also just putting a burden on people with disabilities that's unnecessary. We don't do that for the non-disabled population.
Again, I'm talking with Robin Powell, attorney, writer, and scholar. She focuses her work on disability law and policy. And you had an interesting story that I didn't know, Robin, about how the plastic straw came to be, these single-use plastic straws came to be in the first place.
Yeah, so straws were invented back in the early 1900s in a hospital, actually, because of people with disabilities and others who were sick and unable to drink beverages independently. And so they were always intended for people with disabilities and others that were unable to drink independently. And so that's what their intention was, and it seems that we're doing a disservice if we're going to try to take that away without a viable option.
Do you think an upside of the ban on single-use plastic straws like Seattle's, is there an environmental upside that you recognize?
I mean, obviously, I believe that we should be reducing the use of plastic. But research has shown that these plastic straw bans don't actually change much. And in fact, other efforts such as eliminating plastic bags are far more effective in lowering plastic use. And so I would encourage localities to really look at that instead.
You know, Robin, finally, I've seen a lot of people on Twitter frustrated with a kind of debate where it seems people with disabilities are pitted against environmentalism. What's your take on that?
Yeah, so we have a really weird history of just always pitting environmentalism against social justice issues. And I don't necessarily think that the two are mutually exclusive. I think that we can promote the rights of people with disabilities while also working to protect the environment. I think we need to do that in a more coherent way, and we need to do it in a more inclusive way so that we're ensuring that people aren't losing their rights or their needs aren't being met while also ensuring that we're saving the planet for generations to come.
Well, Robin, I'm speaking with you right now in the home, the global home of Starbucks, which, as we said, is phasing out these straws globally. What do you want to say to Starbucks right now?
I would encourage Starbucks to reconsider their policy and to engage with the disability community so that we can come up with a more equitable approach that reduces the use of plastic while also ensuring that the needs of people with disabilities are met.
Robin Powell, lawyer, researcher, writer, focusing on disability law and policy. Robin, I appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.